tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Omaha Chap House, two locations in our fair city. Dropped off a lot of great food again. They dropped off a lot of great beer, including this. Actually, they dropped the whole case of this. They probably don't want any of this. Natural Light Natter Days, they call that.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a lemon, strawberry lemonade beer, Natural Light. I don't. This sounds disgusting. But I know a lot of fancy stuff was dropped off of you guys, and I want to thank Omaha Tap House because they got some of the best, actually the best bar food in the city, I believe. I hate to even call it bar food, but that's what it feels like.
Elevated.
Except it's all elevated, all kinds of stuff.
It's amazing. Know?
All kinds of stuff. Speaking of great food, too, somebody's starting to lobby you now about your damn cookies, Todd. There's apparently something called the chocolate-covered Nutter Butters out there.
Oh, I saw the picture of that.
The picture on that, and the guy said, and he labeled his email lobbying Todd, basically. That just sounds incredible.
Yeah. And then another
Not
guy
that I, wanted, I, don't eat any, I don't eat many Nutter Butters.
Yeah, he wanted my top five strains of weed. All right. And that was easy enough. All right. Indica.
Yeah. It's illegal, though.
No, in some states it's perfectly legal.
Oh, that's right.
More and more states.
Cool places.
Every year.
That elect are open-minded
it perfectly politicians. Perfectly legal. In many other states, I could go get a, if I were a resident.
Governors that don't hire white supremacists, you mean.
Yeah. I could go get a card. Mm.
That might help.
And they would say, you can go to a shop and pick out your medicinal marijuana. I don't even know I don't think I could even name five strains of weed.
We could probably just make up five names.
Yeah. There's
OGTB.
Yeah, you're right. There's just names. Strains are actual brand names.
Indica, Sativa, and Hybrid. That's all I know.
That's the three.
Or was he talking like they're coming?
Brand names.
They're coming.
Yeah, you're right.
This is permanent.
Yeah.
No, that would be names.
Those are strains. The names are strains a lot of times, though.
Like are they?
A sour diesel is a strain.
It's a combination of many. Oh, then it would just be a hybrid, then.
Not necessarily. Now it's like an OG sour diesel, and that's like from the mother plant.
Okay.
There you go, Petey. Thank you, man.
I was a, botanist.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
We will not have pot stores in this state. We will have places that pour Natty Light down your throat, though.
Right. Yep.
We'll have that.
Tall boys, too. Yeah. Those are tall boys.
Right.
Oh, we'll go out of our way to illegally obtain drugs that'll kill you.
Oh, we'll do that.
If you're in prison.
Hire a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. It's all fine.
Yep.
It was on this date in 1794.
I'm still pissed that Tyler brought up that Pete Davidson before the break.
Okay.
He still hasn't apologized to the Catholic Church.
Okay. Stop playing with boys.
Right. What's it going to take?
Stop playing with boys.
All they did was play with boys for 1,000 years.
Yep.
Maybe two.
And some bigger guys are going down. A cardinal was playing with boys. He just went to jail.
Yeah, but not in the United States. Have you noticed that?
They're asking for, they're starting to ask for more records, and churches are saying, give us more time.
Yeah.
The diocese of this state said the same thing. Give us more time.
That's what Pete Davidson should say.
Okay.
Once you put about 8,000 priests in jail, then I might apologize.
He's not going to apologize. That's what they did.
No.
They did the bit.
Of course.
Pete Davidson didn't make up the bit on the air. It was written down. He did the bit. It was planned on SNL. They don't care.
No.
Stop playing with boys.
And they shouldn't apologize for that
joke. They're not going to.
Because everybody else who got made fun of that night is not asking for an apology.
Stop playing with boys.
Only the Catholic Church. And they are the most egregious offender. They probably deserve 90 minutes of hammering, and they only got a quick mention.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, what, a handful of boys?
Don't say handful.
Okay, poor choice of words. Still.
And I don't think it's just stop playing with them. I think it's put guys in jail.
Oh, no. I know that.
Right.
Oh, completely.
Because guys who do that, who don't happen to be involved with the Catholic Church, they go to jail.
And they get killed in jail.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Sorry to pick things up there a little bit.
That's fine. It pisses me off, too.
As it should. Was on this date in 1794. a common refrain for whatever reason at the Empire.
And by the way, the
Cotton
church,
gin?
They were playing with boys then too, by the way, 1794.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry to go back, but yeah.
They,
it is cotton gin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, we say that for the 1800s a lot.
Yeah.
It always seemed to me it was the 1800s, but it's actually now it's 1794.
It's the late 1700s, right, yeah. Almost the 1800s.
Yeah, exactly. Almost.
So, you know, there's of course you're going to get confused there.
Earlier during a commercial, a live commercial, I said one of our favorite companies, Groundscapes, has been around since 2000. What did I say?
2002. Yeah.
Leagues beneath the sea.
I didn't realize what that meant. But
so they're from the future.
They are.
I think I got it right.
Wow.
That means they will be in business for over 18,000 years.
So if you're confused by that date, so was I, apparently.
Well, you also said an event was on March 33rd coming
earlier
up.
Earlier I did. Whoa. With our buddy's Ty's Outdoor Power.
Numbers are not your thing today.
Another, yeah, I said March 33rd, which I'm looking forward to.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. That's one of those days that we take the non-drinking challenge. I will not be drinking on March
33rd. I will not have a Natty Light Natter Day on that day. I won't have one of those.
What were you trying to say, March 3rd?
March 30th, I think. But it's a commercial. It's a live commercial. You got to roll with it.
Time was running out, and he got a little flustered.
You just wing it.
And it ended up being March 33rd.
You just wing it. It was a big three.
Do I say the 23rd or the 30th? I'll just go with the 33rd.
Split it.
It's hilarious every time.
I'm kind of worried about him, honestly.
Thank you, Push.
You're being kind of a jerk about it, Craig.
It's
hilarious.
Somebody misspeaks like that, you got to slow down and see if they're okay.
Exactly.
Don't just laugh at them.
Where's that next story from, Craig?
Associated Press.
That's funny. You stutter like that. What an idiot. Idiot. Damn, it's the Associated Press. Figure it out. Making fun of
people. I'll work on that.
You should. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
For the record, the cotton gin made it possible to clean 50 pounds of cotton every day.
Yep.
That ain't easy.
That was huge.
They invented that because there was a point in the cotton production that white people actually had to deal with it. Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah, we better make a gin so I can clean it up easier.
Yeah.
They didn't invent any kind of device to make it easier for the slaves to pick it.
No.
But once it got picked and delivered to the white people,
they
said, well, this is hard work. We need a gin.
And 50 pounds of cotton, that's a lot of cotton.
It is.
Because cotton doesn't weigh much.
Dating website Illicit Encounters.
How you doing?
Has compiled a list of the top 10 sexual fantasies of people who cheat.
That's what this is for, isn't it? It's kind of like a Ashley Madison
it
one.
It is.
How you doing? Milch in your area, man. Rocking you.
I'm sure they're all over.
Rocking. Just walk up to one. Just knock at a door if you see a MILF living there.
She's waiting for you.
You're like Mr. Mom at home.
Now does...
I'm home all day.
Well, that's a British one, according to Google.
Yeah.
Is it like Ashley Madison, where 90% of
dudes.
They're fake?
I don't know that.
Or 90% dudes.
Yeah, and the other 10% that claim to be women
are fake.
Right. No word on Illicit Encounters specifically on that, but let's have fun with their little list here.
Would we agree? What's our top five sexual fantasies?
This is top 10 sexual fantasies, not for you.
Well, you know
this
mine.
This is for people who cheat.
Okay, I don't cheat.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is not for you.
But if I would, I'd...
This is
I
the top
still,
10
I
sexual
still pick
fantasies
them out of, my brain, right?
Of people who cheat.
Okay, wouldn't that be one of the fantasies? Strange. Cheating is strange. Somebody new.
Yeah.
Of course, that would be, you're already in that group, so that wouldn't be the list.
I think you're
right?
taking it one step further. I think the strange is implied.
I think
here.
It is implied.
You can add all these with strange.
There you go.
And we'll start at number 10. The cheater's favorite fantasies. At number 10, sex with someone in authority, maybe a police officer or something like that. At number 9, sex in a public place. You know, these are all general fantasies that a lot of people have, just in a different order.
Done.
Number 8, group sex.
Make sure there's an equal amount of penises around.
Would a threesome count as group sex? Or does it have to be more than that?
I still think that counts as a group, although I think I assume it's more. But yeah. Threesome probably.
Otherwise, they would specifically
might be
say,
a different category.
Threesome.
Right.
Is group sex like more than a threesome, but less than an orgy?
Is group two on two? That's swapping. Sometimes you'll see that. But I think that'd be a group. It's four people be a group. Three is a threesome.
Yeah, I'd like to a little quantifying.
Mm. Three's not a crowd?
Not if you get the right amount of penises. One. Three is not a crowd. Right. If there's one penis in a threesome, that's not a crowd.
You're very concerned with the number of penises.
Well, you don't want too many because you want to have enough women in there.
You
room.
Don't. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Put yourself under the penis bus.
If only. At number seven on the cheater's favorite fantasies is sex with a friend. I guess it's of the opposite sex. I don't know.
I hope so.
Number six, an affair with a work colleague.
You guys are all, you know, good buds, but I don't want to have sex with any of you.
Thank you.
Again.
Oh, now you say that.
Again.
Well, after work.
After work. That's true. After 10. Right. It ain't happening, sweetheart.
That's too bad.
It's happening.
You could click two off the list.
I know.
Because we're friends and coworkers.
That's true.
Yeah. That number six, an affair with a work colleague.
And if we all did it together, that would probably be a group.
That'd be way too many penises.
In public.
Yeah.
But there's no authority figure in here.
At number five.
I mean, Tyler tells you what sound effects are going to go. So he's probably the authority figure around here.
I fired Craig yesterday, and he showed up today. That's how much authority we have.
Yeah, Craig didn't care.
I played during the appetizer. I swear, I fired you. It did. That's already reminding me. I fired you yesterday, and you're here, and now I just remembered it. So
he's
I got no
got
power.
Nowhere else to go.
I heard.
I was awake.
It was you fired him, and then you reduced it to a week-long suspension.
Which is next week.
Starting Monday.
Right, by the end of the sentence.
Still, though, I fired him, and he shows back up.
Greatly.
It's like he did. It's like he didn't take me seriously.
Well, I didn't want you to think that I was offended by that, so I just came in to let you know I'm fine.
While you're here, you might as well work another day.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Number five on the list of favorite fantasies for cheaters is the aforementioned sex with a stranger.
Well, we assume that was in there, so you're
that
right.
That is strange.
You're already getting
sure.
that, so why would you have that as your fantasy since that is the list?
Well, you might be doing one of these other cheating things.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this might be your first time on the site,
right.
And you haven't hooked up yet, so obviously
yeah,
that's
you might
fantasy.
Be having sex with someone in authority in a public place with a group, but maybe not with a stranger, and you still want that.
Well, we remember Petey's famous line about groups, too many buttholes.
Ah.
Yeah. Buttholes everywhere, I think it was, actually. I think that was your exact quote.
It was a naked twister more than a,
okay.
More than just a group setting, just for the record.
That's right, it was naked twister. Naked twister on there? Because there's too many buttholes.
No, that might be number 11, though.
Buttholes everywhere.
Just buttholes. Throw your buttholes in the sky. Throw them in the air. Wave them like you don't care.
Just don't care.
Now, at number four, I don't get. I just don't understand it. Of all the many things that we've gone through here, and, you know, we have to ask Puss about this or that or the other thing. He knows all these things.
But that's bestiality, what we ask Puss.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But in the cheater's favorite fantasies at number four.
A strange pig.
Sex with my current partner.
That makes no sense.
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
You guys not getting laid at all?
Yes.
Or you just have a very low bar.
Well, that's probably why you're on this website, because you're not getting laid at home.
But why would you list that as your... Okay.
That's a good point, Todd.
That's
you would
a
like
fantasy.
That.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Todd.
Right, because you would like that. Yeah. Ideally, a lot of people who aren't getting laid at home would probably like that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't get why it's on the list. You're right.
Well, that's what they listed.
I know. All right.
Petey, that explains, because a lady at yoga class came up to me yesterday and said, I heard you on your radio show a while back talking about, what were you talking about? Faces to buttholes?
Oh, naked twister.
Yeah. Because she said, I heard you talking about, about butts in your face. And I said,
that's yoga.
Well,
that's
no,
every day.
That
really.
Doesn't really happen a lot. And if it did, I wouldn't be complaining about it.
Right.
I've never complained about it in my face.
Hell no. Because it's all chicks in yoga
and
except for you.
We appreciate that right. about you, Todd. Right.
So that's probably what she was referencing.
No, I think it was yoga. We talk about yoga a lot. And like, there's a butt in front of you in yoga. And there's a lot of women in yoga.
But
which
there's
is
really
good for
not.
You. Well, it's not right in front of you, but it's if the downward dog, you lift your head up, you can see their butt in front of you, right?
Yeah, but usually they're 10, 15 feet in front of
you. I don't know how close you guys were.
No, they're not.
I see those mats laid pretty close in some classes. I've never, I don't know what like yours is like.
But no, this is.
If it's a busy class, there's a butt in front of you, right?
This isn't like yoga in Santa Monica.
Okay, not a ton of them in there.
Right, where
you got a little room.
Where you're mat to mat. Yeah, there's maybe 10, 15 people in
the
room.
Oh, so you spread out.
At the most.
So there's not a butthole near you.
Man. Right.
And you avoid Todd's fart cloud if you're a little further away.
You don't anywhere near Todd's butt, too. The ladies avoid that.
No, that's why I go in the back row.
So you don't,
So the fart resonates off the back wall. I usually try to park it near an acoustic tile so it absorbs some of that.
Park your ass right by the acoustic tile.
Yeah.
They should install like one of those industrial kitchen exhaust fans right above where you set your mat. No, that's Todd's spot.
I'm really not that egregious of an offender. But every once in a while, one slips out.
You got to be the only guy. Are the women, they just like, excuse me. They do that kind of stuff?
No.
Sorry.
Nobody says anything.
But you make them. Do they fart as loud as you, any of them?
Probably not.
Okay. That means yes.
I haven't heard one in a while.
Like you said that you've heard
See,
one.
That's the wonderful thing about the gym is everybody's got their earphones in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did that the other day at the gym. I was lifting the bar off.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't. Yeah.
One slipped out. And I was just like, nobody heard. Everybody within 10 feet had earphones in.
At number three on the list of favorite fantasies for cheaters, sex with a celebrity.
There you go. How you doing, Craig? You're a celebrity.
Mm. Where? Yeah.
Minor. No. You're a minor celebrity.
Mm. Local notable.
Regional notable.
Okay.
I like that notable. That's
regional notable.
Even then, that's
You're
it.
A celebrity to some people.
I'm
don't discount. Don't discount your fame.
I'm with Craig. I'm uncomfortable with people referencing us as celebrities.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
You are.
It does.
I hate it. I don't like it either.
The implication is, in fact, the root of the word is that you are celebrated. And I don't really feel celebrated. When's the last time you felt celebrated? Or if ever.
Yeah, I can't think of a time.
I can't either.
Well, on your birthday, somebody celebrated you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't celebrating me. They were celebrating a birthday.
Hmm. Yeah, they were celebrating a reason for them to drink, even though they didn't need one.
Right.
It was an occasion that just happened to be my birthday.
Another one of the cheater's favorite fantasies is a sex scene on TV or online, I guess.
You just turn that on. You got that. It makes no sense.
Well, you could make one.
Yeah. Oh, make one. Yeah, I've seen a lot of recent ones when I do my research for the program here.
Mm-hmm.
The women are wearing sunglasses on these videos so they can, there's plausible deniability of who they are. You've seen it a lot.
Yeah, see, I don't
like
that.
They do it with their boyfriends, and it's usually, you don't see the guy at all, and they're actually so Tommen, and they can wear sunglasses. I don't either, Tom, but that's why they're doing it.
I know.
Because if you look at the woman and go, she looks familiar, well, you can't tell because...
But then don't make a video.
Right.
Well, that's reasonable. No, because she still wants to.
She still wants to, but she wants not to be recognized.
It's not necessarily for you. It's for her.
Yeah.
In that situation.
And it leaks to the internet.
I'm thinking it's for me, and if that's the case, show your face.
No.
But they're doing it for their own purposes, and it gets out on the web.
Right. Yeah, they're doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And they don't want, and it's fine if they don't want
their face.
It usually
involves
a
guy
there.
In a t-shirt. You don't see his face either.
Yeah.
Or they film it, and, you know, you cut it off.
You don't even see
her.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
When they show neither person's head.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I just assume, well, you must look hideous.
No, they don't want to be seen at all.
I know. But then, you know, don't make a tape. Show us the face.
Here's the deal about that, though. Here's a weird thing about those videos with the sunglasses on the women. And I don't know these people, so I couldn't pick them out of a lineup because they're wearing sunglasses. But if it was like, all of a sudden, if I saw a video of you having sex with somebody with sunglasses on, I'd say, that's Todd with sunglasses on.
I know.
So if this video leaks to one of their friends, they'll know that's Susie in
sunglasses.
Right. And I recognize Bill's t-shirt. Oh, excuse me, Jim's t-shirt.
Right, it's That's not Jim. Much of a disguise.
It's not if you know them. There's a guy I saw, I don't know if it was this city, but they got a guy who has a hood up. He's stealing a package at somebody's door, those scumbags. And the door has those doorbell cameras that are famous now, that are pretty all over the place. You have one of those, don't you? Not supposed to know?
Yeah,
okay.
The Ring.
So they got this guy walking up. He has a hood on, so he thinks, because he thinks the so nobody at the street level can see him. And but as he's messing for the package, you just see his face in this hood. And I'm thinking, you would. I don't know if they caught the guy or not. It was a local TV station tweeted it out, so it might not be a local story. It could be anywhere, so because they'll tweet out anything to get viewers.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, oh, that's Jim with a hood on. You know. Would you call Jim right there? Hey, Jim, did you rip off a package? I saw you, man.
Dude. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna narc on you.
You
but,
stared right into the doorbell.
Well, you could just tell it's him with a hood on, right.
Don't what did you get off the porch?
Yeah, what else you got? What else you got?
Here's what I'm curious about, because I hear commercials for those all the time, and they help you send those guys to prison.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those guys you think have actually been caught and are doing time now? Because they got caught on the security.
I don't know.
There's got to be a handful, but it's getting more because it's just starting to come along.
And those cameras are pretty good.
They are.
Yeah. And number one on the list.
But I'm saying.
Like, you can look at your front door right now on your phone, right, Puss?
Yeah, absolutely.
What if somebody stole a package from them? I guarantee you, they're not canvassing the neighborhood. They're not sending every available officer out.
No, they're not.
To find the guy who stole the package.
They're not.
You have a better chance.
Yeah. Unless they see the guy's face, somebody say, I think it was Jim, I just saw his face.
Right? Without one of those things, somebody steals your package off your porch, it's gone, and the guy's getting away with it. That's just the end of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are we at? We at number two or one?
Number one.
Number one.
We can wait for half an hour if you'd like.
Nope.
Number one on the list of cheaters' favorite fantasies, sex with the ex.
Oh, people have those all the time.
Cheater's ex. Favorite fantasies. Yeah, a bunch number of exes. One, there's a bunch sex of exes. With the ex.
In most people's lives, there's a bunch of exes.
So it might be number one for some people, but that's like number 1,000 for a lot of other people.
Yes. I think it's high on a lot of people's lists. It's number one.
Number one it's on number the cheater's one. Favorite fantasies.
That's number one.
And illicit encounters.
Hmm. Yeah. You didn't have many girlfriends, Todd.
I know.
If you had a bunch of girlfriends, they'd be on your list. Puss told me that.
They'd be in the bank.
I should be. Yeah. They're not on mine.
Are you saying?
They're not on mine.
He's saying.
Nope.
I'm saying.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.